Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 10, verses 44 and 45. Even as Peter was saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the message. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles too. This has often been described as the Gentile Pentecost. When the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples in Jerusalem, it was on the occasion of a major Jewish festival. But Jesus made it clear that the good news belonged to the whole world, and so it was necessary for the Holy Spirit to be poured out upon non-Jews. And that's exactly what happened here, to the great astonishment of the Jewish believers who had accompanied Peter. The book of Acts tells us how the gospel moved from its Jewish beginnings in Jerusalem all the way to Rome, situated at the heart of the mighty Roman Empire. It wasn't a simple or straightforward journey, but ultimately, nothing could stop the progress of the gospel because it belonged to the whole world. Today, the good news is still God's message of love to everyone. His desire is to pour out his Holy Spirit on all people. Too often, the church has given the impression that it belongs to a small group of people who like going into old buildings and singing old tunes. Let's make sure that we live in such a way as to convince people that such a caricature is completely untrue. So let me ask you a question. What would it look like if God poured out his Spirit on the people you meet today? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we open our hearts to your Holy Spirit. Give us your wisdom and strength as we live for you today. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God give you a great day today.